pieces of legislation ranging from 911 Good Samaritan law to administration of Narcan to requiring an ID for narcotic drugs at the pharmacy to a drug disposal program. So wide-ranging attempts. None of them will, in of themselves, will stop the problem, but it's a good starting point, and we're going to continue to work to try and prevent heroin and other narcotic drugs from, you know, taking our children's lives.
It seems like almost a no-brainer regarding Narcan. I mean, what was the hang-up about having wider distribution of that?
Well, under current, you know, government oftentimes regulation, I'm not necessarily somebody who believes in a lot of government regulation, but these regulations are in place for public safety. Narcan is, or naloxone is, considered a controlled substance. Now, every piece of research we've done shows that it's safe, and we had a doctor who testified who said, you know, you don't die from administering Narcan. You die if you don't get Narcan, if you're overdosing. So the state statutes that were in place said that if you were a basic level EMT, you couldn't administer it. And basic level EMTs are the ones in my area who are typically the first on the scene, especially in a more rural area. You know, in Rhinelander, you might have a paramedic working in conjunction with the hospital or the fire department. But if you were getting out of the community, the volunteers are oftentimes the first ones on the scene, and they are not trained paramedics. So this would allow the basic level EMTs with proper training to administer the drug to save a life.